Thank you, team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God is good, amen. My name is Reverend Devin Becker. It is an honor to be up on the stage. And I want to extend where honor is due, and that's to our pastors, Pastor Jamin, Pastor Olga. Come on, let's do better than that. Our pastors sacrifice so much on a daily basis to bring you God's word, to be there for when you need, calling in the late night hours. Thank you, pastors, for giving me this opportunity. And thank you to my loving wife. She is amazing. Come on, y'all, go ahead. She's the reason why I'm here too. She's the reason that I'm a better man today. My title, the God of no restraints. He's a limitless God, amen. Let's get into this today. If you weren't here, month and a half ago? I said, if you're new, don't worry, the good stuff's next week. Same thing applies to today. If you are new, don't worry, Pastor Jamin will be back next week. The dictionary of the word limitless refers to something that has no boundaries, no restrictions, no limits. It implies a state of being without end, infinite in extent, capacity, and duration. See, in the context of God being limitless, it means that his attributes, such as his power, his knowledge, and his love, and his presence, are without bounds or constraints. God's limitlessness signifies his incomprehensible greatness and the ability to surpass all human understanding and limitations. See, to know God is to know his omnipotence. God is all-powerful, meaning he has unlimited power and authority over all creation. This includes the ability to create, to sustain, and transform everything according to his will. His power is not constrained by human limitations or boundaries. To know God is to know his omnipresence. God is everywhere, present, transcending time and space. He is not limited by physical constraints and can be present in every aspect of creation simultaneously. This means that no place is beyond his reach, and he is always accessible to his creation. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good that we can reach him at any time? To know God is to know his omniscience. Sorry, there's so many omniscience, omnipotence. Trying to pronounce them is crazy. God is all-knowing, possessing complete and perfect knowledge of past, present, and future. His wisdom and understanding are limitless, allowing him to comprehend all things in their eternity. This includes understanding the deepest thoughts, intentions, and desires of every individual. To know God is to know his eternal existence. God exists outside the constraints of time and is eternal. He has no beginning or end and is not bound by the passage of time as we are. This eternal nature underscores his limitlessness and unchanging character. To know God is to know his unlimited love and his grace. God's love and grace knows no bounds. His love for humanity is infinite, demonstrated through the sacrificed death of Jesus Christ. His grace is freely given to all who believe, regardless of their past or present circumstances. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Because Lord knows that I once was a sinner, but now I am free because of his grace and his mercy. Creative majesty. God's creative and innovation are boundless. He continually manifests his glory and majesty through creation, revealing his limitless capacity to bring beauty, order, and purpose out of chaos. Last thing, to know God is to know his unfathomable mystery. While we can grasp aspects of God's limitlessness, his full nature and essence are beyond human comprehension. The mystery of God invites us into a lifelong journey of exploration, wonder, and worship as we seek to know him more deeply. See, understanding God's limitlessness requires humility, faith, and willingness to embrace the mystery of his divine nature. It's an ongoing journey of discovery and revelation that deepens our awe and reverence for the creator of the universe. And I say all this to let you know that our God is limitless in all his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Now, impact. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by a situation and then witnessed a miraculous resolution that reminded you of God's power? Have you ever experienced God's provision and felt reassured of his limitless love and care for you? Have you ever faced a daunting challenge that seemed impossible to overcome, but through God's strength, you were able to navigate through it, victoriously revealing his limitless grace? Has your understanding of God's limitless nature helped you navigate through difficult times of uncertainty in your life? If you said yes to any of these, I promise you, you ain't alone, boo-boo. Because the Bible has plenty of Bible characters that have witnessed the same limitless God as we have. Oh, you don't believe me? Let's look at Moses, who God used to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, who parted the Red Sea to get everyone across to safety, demonstrating God's unlimited power over nature and his supernatural intervention and ability to overcome impossible obstacles. You don't believe me on him? Okay, let's go Solomon, who experienced God's limitless wisdom when he asked for wisdom to govern over his people. God granted him exceptional wisdom that surpassed everyone else. So you think you're smart. You think you have wisdom. Solomon was the wisest. Look at Paul, whose transformation from a persecutor of Christians to a disciple of Christ demonstrates God's limitless grace and ability to change hearts and lives in miraculous ways. Now, Lord knows, I have dealt with in my life some sin. And it was lust, but it wasn't killing Christians. If I was up here today and I was killing Christians, y'all be looking at me a little bit different. Look at David's life, who faced many challenges as a king and warrior, but God's limitless strength and protection enabled him to overcome his enemies and establish a kingdom that will endure for generations. Look at Job. Despite facing immense suffering and loss, Job remained faithful to God. Ultimately, experiencing restoration and blessing beyond his imagination. Because God's limitless compassion and restoration is more than enough. Look at Esther, whose bravery and courage in approaching the king to save her people from destruction highlighted God's limitless sovereignty and providence in orchestrating events for the greater good. Look at Elijah, who is a powerful prophet who witnessed God's limitless power in performing miracles, such as bringing fire down from heaven and raising the dead, demonstrating God's authority over life and death. Don't worry, there's plenty of other Bible characters, but I got one more for you, and this is who we're going to be talking about today. Abraham, who experienced God's limitlessness through the fulfillment of God's promises to him. Despite his old age and his wife Sarah being barren, God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. And his wife Sarah, who was barren, God still promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations and that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. This promise seemed impossible given the circumstances, but Abraham believed in the limitless power of God to fulfill his word. As believers, we are called to embrace the limitless power and presence of God in our lives. See, the story of Abraham and Isaac exemplifies the truth, revealing God's unlimited power and provision in the face of impossible circumstances. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, I serve a limitless God. Now look at your other neighbor and say, I serve a limitless God. Now look back at your other neighbor and say, do you, boo-boo? We're going to have some fun today, amen? I'm a little crazy, don't you worry. I'm a little fun to be around, you know, that's okay. So let's get into this text today. We're going to be in Genesis 22, 1 through 18. I'll give you a minute to turn there. It's literally right in the front of the Bible. Genesis 22, you only got to turn 22 pages to find it. All right, let's go ahead and start here. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as the burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When we had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Everybody still with me? Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and I have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." See, Abraham's journey is a testament to the power of trust and obedience in God's promises, no matter the circumstances. So let me share with you today, then, 5 points that I have picked out of this passage. Number one being God's promise. A promise that seemed impossible and yet spoke to the limitless nature of God's plans. In this covenant with Abraham, God revealed his intention to make him the father of many nations. His promise underscored the magnitude of God's power and ability to unfold his divine purpose beyond human comprehension. How many of us know that when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise? We may not always keep our promise, but he always does. Point two, Abraham's unwavering faith. Abraham's faith in God remained steadfast throughout his life, even when faced with the most daunting test of all, sacrificing his son Isaac. Abraham's willingness to trust in God's limitlessness, believing that he could provide a way out of the impossible situation, serves as an example of radical faith and obedience. Write this down. Faith is the key that unlocks the limitless power of God. Point three, Isaac's trust and obedience. Now, let me stop here real quick. Because when we hear about the story of Abraham and Isaac, the majority of us have always heard Abraham's side of his faith, of his obedience. But what the heck about Isaac? Let's be real here. If you were in a situation and your dad told you, "Hey, let's go up here," because understand this, Isaac knew about the rituals of sacrifice. He even questioned it. "Father, where is the lamb to sacrifice?" "I don't know." "The Lord will provide." See, Isaac, who submitted himself to be offered as a sacrifice in obedience to his father and God, he never once protested or fought against his father. Why? Because he trusted him. Just as his father trusted God, Isaac trusted his father. He was familiar with these rituals. He was familiar how to give offering sacrifices. Because he even asked, he knew what to expect. He knew that the actual sacrifice was missing. Isaac's trust in the midst of uncertainty and fear is a powerful reminder of the need to surrender to God's sovereignty and embrace his limitless ways. See, there's a whole deeper level that God wants you to get into today, because trusting him in the little things might come easy, but trusting him with big things is hard. You can be sure that if fear is the root, the fruit will be rotten. Let me say that again. You can be sure that if fear is the root, the fruit will be rotten. If fear gets in the way of you trusting him, you'll most likely not be obedient. In return, you will miss out on the blessing that God has for you. Somebody slap your neighbor and tell them, stop living in fear. Yikes. Devin's brutal today. Point number four. God's divine provision. In the pivotal moment of the sacrifice, God provided a ram as a substitute offering, showcasing his infinite provision and mercy. See, this divine intervention not only spared Isaac's life, but it also revealed the abundant grace and goodness of God, whose limitless love knows no bounds, because blessing is the result of obedience. God cannot pour out his blessing while we are still holding on to our own efforts. My God, somebody better say it. Blessing is the result of obedience. Some of y'all been misbehaving and not being obedient. Today's the day we're about to change that. I can't change that. You can change that. I can only give you the tools to change that. Point number five, embracing God's limitlessness. Man, making you write down so much stuff today. As we ponder on the lessons from Abraham and Isaac, we are challenged to embrace God's limitlessness in our own lives. Just as Abraham and Isaac trusted in God, so too are we called to have unwavering faith in his sovereignty, provision, and love that surpasses all understanding. All of those points to lead you to this. We encounter three common barriers that hinder us from fully grasping his limitless nature. So let's get into this. Everybody say rejection. Rejection. Everyone say contempt. Everyone say faithlessness. When we talk about rejection, let's look at the story. When God tested Abraham's faith by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac, Abraham could have rejected the command. Because thank God for free will. He could have. He could have questioned God's intention. He could have felt lost after what he had heard from God. Abraham chose to trust in God's wisdom and sovereignty, stepping into the realm of God's limitless power. This act of obedience and surrender opened the way for supernatural intervention and provision. And just as Abraham faced the challenge of potential rejection, we too may struggle to accept God's plan when they diverge from our desires and our expectations. Now, how many of us have ever been in a place when God clearly told us what to do? When God clearly told you, hey, I need you to go do this, and we turn away because of embarrassment, because we turn away because we don't feel like doing it. We turn away because we got something better to do. I thank God that in a time in my life, I haven't refused him when I had a coworker of mine and a good friend who needed to hear about Jesus and then suddenly came to our church, who got saved and had an understanding of God's limitlessness. He is no longer here today, but had I not chosen to accept God's call and say, hey, reach out to this person because he needs your help. He needs to hear about my goodness. He needs to hear about my mercy. He needs to hear about my love. Had I said, God, I can't do it because I'm too embarrassed to say something, he wouldn't be in heaven today. Had I refused to say, hey, Samantha, come to church with me this Sunday, I wouldn't be having my supervisor here today, who brings her children every single week. I thank God that I listened when he told me to invite to help. Had I not been obedient, I could only imagine. See, by relinquishing our pride and submitting to God's will, we open ourselves to his limitless power, working in and through us. Embracing God's sovereignty over our lives brings about a transformative experience that showcases his unlimited might. You need another example? Look at the boy from Nazareth. Who? Jesus. To the people of Nazareth, he was just another man. He was just Joseph's son. He was just a carpenter. Because they only could see what Jesus was, but not who he is. So don't get caught refusing Jesus, because what he has for your life and somebody else depends on the obedience that you choose to accept. Somebody say content. I want to start preaching, but my voice is starting to get shot. Isaac's response to his father's. I tell you what, if he keeps going on this piano, I'm about to. Isaac's response to his father's command reflects a spirit of humility and submission, showcasing an attitude opposed to content. Philippians 2, 3 through 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Despite the grave situation, Isaac chose to trust in God's plan and purpose, paving the way for divine intervention and miraculous deliverance. See, contempt often arises from a self-centered perspective, leading to discord in relationships and distant from God's power. By embodying humility, forgiveness, and grace, we align ourselves with God's limitless power and his grace. Just as Isaac's humility facilitated a breakthrough in his circumstance, our willingness to set aside contempt allows God's power to manifest in remarkable ways in our lives and relationships. Now, I want to show you something here, because I work for a place that shall not be named, as Pastor put it so last week. I am the guy that is delivering through sun, rain, snow, sleet, whatever else that the weather brings. I'm the same guy that walks up to your driveway and slips because you didn't shovel, and I am now on your Ring camera for life. There are two things that I do on a daily basis. I handle mail and I handle rubber bands. Some of y'all would have probably been saying, people, you're right, but that doesn't help my illustration. Now, obviously, when I deal with mail, Mikey, can you come help me out? I have days where I am delivering mail just like this, because there is so much junk mail, there is so much first class mail, there's a bunch of stuff that I carry in my arms. One thing I do before I leave to my route is I pull down the mail and I bundle. Now, I'm not talking about bundling your car insurance. I'm talking about bundling mail. There's a certain days where it is exactly like this. And what I have to do is I have to bundle it. There's times where I am putting on so many rubber bands because I can't hold together all your mail. The rubber band is a reminder of human tendencies to set limits on what we can handle.
Okay.
The rubber bands symbolize us trying to control every aspect of our lives. Now, we cling to our comforts and familiar control and familiar boundaries because content stays within the confines of what we know. These rubber bands symbolize the constraints of limitations that try to contain us. Instead of focusing on the breaking points when we exceed our limitations,
yes, come on.
Let's shift our perspective to the moment when we choose to take off the limits altogether. Just as these rubber bands can only stretch so far before conceding, we too can only go so far in our strength and our understanding. When we acknowledge our limitations and surrender control, we open ourselves up to the boundless grace and infinite wisdom of God. By taking off the limits we place on ourselves, we make room for what God has in our lives. We can never imagine the kind of limitlessness that God has for us. What has been on us to contain us? Sickness, sorrow, sin, anger, struggles, content, comfort, lust, pain. These things have contained us. But God is the one who wants to break off every limit that we have put on ourselves. Now, sometimes limits are good. But what if you put a limit on your faith? What is containing your faith? What happens when I need to do more, but I keep putting on limitations on myself? What happens when I keep putting on the limits? These are things that God needs to break off your life today. What happens today when the barrier starts to break? What happens when you no longer have limits? What happens when the rubber bands start to snap? What happens when you finally realize the thing that once had you bound no longer can hold you because what is in front of you is greater than what's been holding you back? Only the God of no limits can break the chains today. Only the God of no limits can finally snap the bands, can snap the containment on your life. Only the God of no limits can set the captives free. Somebody say amen. Say this with me. I am too called. I am too committed to cater to comfort. Somebody better write this down and speak this over yourself through this week. I am too called. I am too committed to cater to comfort. Because let's be real, we can be very comfortable and miss the opportunities that God has for us. Number three, faithlessness. Abraham and Isaac faced moments of doubt and uncertainty throughout their journey. Yet their unwavering faith in God's promises propelled them forward into God's limitless power and provision. their steadfast belief in God's character and faithfulness, enable them to witness supernatural manifestations of his power. See, in times of trial and spiritual dryness, faithlessness can hinder our access to God's limitless power. By anchoring our faith in the truth of God's word and character, we can overcome the doubt and step into the realm of God's unparalleled authority and strength. Strengthening our faith through prayer, worship, and fellowship fuels our connection to God's limitless power and enables us to experience divine breakthrough. Because faith in God begins when human understanding ends. Where the natural ends, supernatural has to begin. So now that we know the three barriers, how do we put God's limitlessness into action? Number one, everyone say, through faith. Trusting in God's promises and believing in his unlimited power and ability to work in our lives allows us to experience his limitlessness. Hebrews 11:6 emphasizes the importance of faith in our relationship with God. Two, through prayer. Communicating with God through prayer opens the door to experiencing his limitlessness. Psalms 119:105 declares that God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, guiding us into deeper understanding of his limitlessness. Three, through his presence. Being aware of God's presence in our lives and seeking moments of intimacy with him allows us to experience his limitlessness. Acts 17:27 reminds us that God is not far from each one of us. In him we live, move, and have our being. We understand it through his works. Observing God's miraculous works in our lives, in nature, and throughout history reinforces his limitlessness. Psalm 77:14 reflects on God's wonders and declares, "You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people." We understand through his love. Experiencing God's limitless love, grace, and mercy transforms our lives and deepens our connection with him. Galatians 5:22 through 23 describes the fruits of the Spirit, including love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit. See, by actively engaging in these aspects of our faith and relationship with God, we open ourselves to experiencing his limitlessness in profound and transformative ways. Now, if you didn't get my illustration at first, I got one more for you. This water bottle here, what's in it is meant to contain it. This right here, representing the limitations that humans often impose on themselves. The water within this bottle symbolizes the potential and resources that we have, yet remain confined and restricted by our self-imposed boundaries. We cling to our familiar limitations. This closed cap serving as a barrier that prevents us from fully experiencing the abundance and boundless blessings that await us. However, when we choose to open this cap, symbolizing our decision to open our hearts and minds to Jesus, something miraculous happens. Hold up here, because I got something for you. right here can only go so far, because our limits can only go so far because we're human. But God is limitless. When I open this cap, there's something significant that happens. All the limits that I had on myself, everything that was contained in me, now is in Jesus because of his limitlessness. This represents the limitless possibilities and potentials that become available to us when we surrender our limitations and allow God to work in and through us. We no longer are confined by the constraints of our own understanding, of our own strength, but instead empowered by the endless resources and blessings that come along with faith in God. And just as the water bottle transformed into this, we're going to call an ocean, we are no longer bound by our limitations, but are set free to explore the depths of God's love and his abundance. In this place of surrender and trust, we can fully immerse ourselves in the limitless grace and mercy of our Savior, experiencing a profound sense of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. Because faith opens the doors to limitless possibilities. When we choose to trust God with our limits, he's about to open up the floodgates and pour out a blessing that we can no longer contain. If you got a praise today, you better lift it up. See, Abraham's obedience to God's command to sacrifice his son Isaac was a test of faith unlike any other. And in this moment, Abraham's unwavering trust in God's plan and promises showcase the power of faith that moves mountains. And just like Abraham lifted the knife to sacrifice Isaac, God intervened and provided a ram caught in the thicket as a substitute. This miraculous provision highlights God's limitless ability to provide exactly what is needed at the appointed time. Somebody needs to say this today. We trust in God because God's power knows no limits. So faith without borders is something we need to live by. Trust in God because God's power knows no limits. So have faith without borders. If today that is you, I want you to lift up a praise and be just like this. There's no more limits on us. You better let the limitations out because our human understanding can only get us so far. Our human understanding can only get us so far. Our strength can only get us so far. But because of God who set the limit, no limits on our lives, we are able to pour it out into him. Get blessed. Get ready for God to do a miracle in your life today. Get ready to be limitless. Your praise is about to release something on your life today. Trust in God because God's power knows no limits. God's power knows no limits. Keep repeating, because God's power knows no limits. And when you start to have that understanding, your mindset begins to shift. I am no longer confined by my own strength, by my own abilities. Because through him, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. Faith opens the door to limitless possibilities when we trust in God's plan. And today, if you are ready to take the limits off. Get up on your feet. Give God a shout of praise. Because He is the God of limitlessness. And today is the day that we shall shout, we shall praise, we shall rejoice. And knowing that He has everything under control, that He has everything we need in Him and through Him. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time. Stop limiting yourself. Stop being confined by the barriers you put around yourself. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Be obedient. Because He's about to release something this year. And prophetically speaking, impact is about to be released this year. There's gonna be no more restraints on impact. Y'all think I'm playing around, but what God's got for us in the works is something greater than any mind can comprehend. Anything that we could ever think of, God's got better. So get ready. And if you are with us on this, then I need you to start being in a place of no limitation. And that only happens when we choose to accept Jesus into our lives. When we finally open the door, or better yet, open the cap off our limitations, God can enter into our lives and have the best change that you will ever see in your life. Amen? This is the day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for having me.